Good afternoon. Good afternoon. My name is Katrina Turnbow, and welcome to the Design Series podcast created by the Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council. And today, what day we have today is, I cannot believe it, last week of the quarter, Tuesday, March 27th. And we have with us the wonderful Tiana Dudley of the Allen Lewis Agency. She is over a ton of events and social media and totally and completely engaged. And more importantly, we're excited to have her here today because she's actually going to be able to tell us a little bit about her career and her life as a participant with MBEs has it been your entire career? You've actually been with the MBE?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Her career with MBEs, what that looks like as a millennial, and also her experience working with MMPC, which is coming up May 8th through the 10th, as you all know, and one of the things that we're very excited to have. Definitely a lot of movement about and conversations, and really our discussions now are totally leading up to that great opportunity and one of our largest events of the year. So I guess we will get the ball rolling immediately. Tiana.
Let's do it.
Tell us a little bit about you. Let's hear the Tiana Dudley story, because I've known you now for... I'm not really sure. I always just say 5 years because I've been in the minority space for 5 years. So of that five, or actually 6 years now, of that 6 years, I would say three or four of those, you know, I definitely remember us interacting and Absolutely. Getting to know each other. So I will not steal your thunder, honey. Please introduce yourself and let us know who Tiana is.
Thank you so much. Thank you everybody for watching, and thank you for having me. So my name is Tiana Dudley. I'm also known as Sweet Tea VSOP. VSOP stands for Virtuously Serving Our People.
Oh, I love
not
it.
Not anything else.
It's
my personal brand, and I am the corporate millennial. So,
okay.
Yes, yeah, pretty much. So I am a proud native of Flint, Michigan. Shout out to the A10. And I am a proud alumni of Wayne State University. I'm okay. actually recently appointed to their board of directors for the Alumni Association.
Oh, can we get a round of applause?
And recently appointed as the chairman for their organization of Black alumni.
Oh, so, Tiana, that is wonderful. See,
Thank
this is
you.
Part of the
Thank
design
you.
Series that we love. You are a part of discovery, because all of my reactions are always genuine. And I swear, every time I talk to someone, it's always those facts. I'm like, you do? Oh,
you
my
do.
God, that makes me excited. So, oh, my God, Black Girl Magic. Let's sprinkle that. I love it. Keep going.
Little Black Girl Magic dust on the mic.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, yes, I graduated from Wayne State University, and actually got my career started with Munson Steed. Hey, Munson Steed. Shout out to Rolling Out Magazine. So I started being a contributing writer for Rolling Out Magazine, and that was the beginning of like my career track into what I do now as a PR marketing and events professional with the Allen Lewis Agency. So it's been an interesting journey, but what I will say, the underlying thread to all of my positions working with MBEs has been networking. Networking has played such an instrumental part in business, and building those connections is such a valuable thing for me. So it's all about, they say, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Isn't
so
that the truth?
That's the truth. So I started my career working for Rolling Out. And
So when was that? What year was that?
I think that was about 2012, 13-ish.
Were you in this market? Were you in the Detroit Rolling Out market, or were you in another market?
Yep.
Okay,
I kind of like revitalized the Detroit market for Rolling Out, because we weren't really on the scene the way we wanted to be.
Was Portia with you at the time?
Portia wasn't, but Portia's taking over and she's doing her thing down
okay.
here. So definitely.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Absolutely. And then from that, I was covering an event, and the particular event was Reverend Jesse Jackson's like 72nd birthday party, and met so many minority business owners. I mean, it was eye-opening. It was almost culture shock, to be honest.
Really? Why? So let's back up in that space. So yep. You're saying 2012-ish, right?
2012, 13-ish.
13.
Yeah.
So how old were you then?
I was probably, 23 years old.
So that's significant, because actually just looking back on it and understanding, as we oftentimes speak regarding millennial,
yeah.
You know, again, I think oftentimes we've gotten caught up in that in this space right now, it's all about millennial, but really exposure begins at about 23, 24, if sure. you are definitely on that corporate track. And I just wanted to bring that out because that's when I started, and mine was with National Sales Network, a sales organization, and it was with events and wow. different things that gave me that opportunity. And I had to coordinate my first event. I was like, whoa, what do I y'all want me to do this?
Okay.
And I was not trying to be in events at the time, however, I digress. But okay, so the irony of that is Jesse Jackson's 72nd birthday party, and that's where you are networking. So everybody in the room is way older than you.
So his birthday party actually was at the tail end of his annual event in the Motor City, which is the Rainbow Push Coalition. Okay. So I was covering that event for Rolling Out. Seen Rev, had to get a selfie, and he was actually talking to a gentleman who was about to be honored shortly by the name of Leon C. Richardson.
Shout out to Leon.
Big shout out to Leon. Big shout out to the whole Kimiko group. Rudely enough, I interrupted the conversation and was like, pardon me, sir, can I get this selfie? Couldn't get the phone to work. Leon captures the photo for me, emails it to me. We exchange a few words. He finds out that I have a scientific background. So I studied liberal arts and sciences. I was a biology pre-med student at college. So
why that? What was that dream before all of this that had you on that track?
Girl, to be honest, the dream before that was to be into entertainment and arts, but my parents were like, we are not going to finance that kind of education right now, so why don't you become an astronaut or a doctor? And I was like, Wayne State didn't have the astronaut program, so I chose medicine, and that was it. And I actually love science, and so it was a perfect fit, I think. So Leon actually connected with me and wanted to offer me an opportunity. Called me the next morning and said, if you would like an opportunity to start a career here with my company, I'll have HR in touch. And that he said that, and he meant that. So anybody who knows Mr. Richardson knows that this sounds much like him. So he did. He offered me that opportunity. And I thought the opportunity was very much going to be for in a scientific capacity. However, the opportunity ended up being he allowed me to spearhead his internal PR and communications department, because that's really where I was trying to transition to through my experience with Rolling Out. I decided medicine wasn't really my passion, and so I wanted to get out, and God led me to Mr. Richardson, and so that's what I did. I started the internal communications department with Mr. Richardson's company, the Kimiko Group. So fast forward about 16 months later.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, you must have just started there when I met you then, because I was full fledged. I had been with W3R for a few years, and it was almost like you just appeared. But I oftentimes
new girl on the block.
Yeah. I was like, who is that? Yes, nice to meet you. And always, of course, moving around, doing a lot of things at one time. It always excited me when I saw someone else. And in my mind, everybody's my age. Little do we know, that is not the truth.
But that's funny that you say that, because I always watched you moving around and planning events and doing everything for W3R. And I thought, let me connect with her. She's a sister. We're the same age. And then you start talking about being a wife and a mother. And I'm like, well, are we the same age? So right. If y'all watching, Katrina looks good. So
thank you. I try. Absolutely. I try. So Leon being that MBE catapult for you,
absolutely,
and really coming in and having that exposure and networking. I would honestly say it was for me, of course, W3R Consulting. So shout out to Eric Hardy, Patrick Tomina, and Keith Eccles. They are still my brothers and keep me covered to this day. And I think that's the beauty of when you talked about networking, you know, it never ends, no matter where you're at, even though you're with the Allen Lewis agency now. Leon, same thing for me, is someone you can reach out to at any point, you know, once he places his hands on you and wants to keep you covered and support you, he'll be there for you in that regard. I believe truly that's one of the things of Michigan Minority Development Council as a whole.
Absolutely.
Is part of the culture of the organization, and it does extend on a national scope. So now, okay, Tiana is out here making moves, planning events. Got Leon together, because we all know you have to show improve with Leon.
Without a doubt.
So tell us about how the transition and what that looked like for you, you know, going from Kimiko and now Joycelyn and all that coming about, because you came about with them.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So I am now the proud first employee of the Allen Lewis Agency.
Yet again, another round of applause.
Absolutely. So I was working for Leon and the Kimico Group. And at this time, Joycelyn Allen, shout out to Joycelyn Allen and her best friend and business partner, formed a dynamic duo relationship, Chandra Lewis. And they launched the Allen Lewis Agency, which is a full transformation agency. We do PR, marketing, we do full events. We are actually the official agency of record for multicultural agency of record for Nissan North America.
Shout
out to Nissan North America and for the Detroit Water and Sewage Department.
Is that new?
Been going on for quite some time now. So Chandra has that up. She's doing an amazing job. Kudos there. But they had relationships with Leon Richardson and sent out the announcement, and him being an avid supporter of minority businesses and just an avid mentor for MBEs through, you know, the work that he does with the MMSDC, he wanted to support them from jump. And so that's what he did. He said, you know what, I've got a young lady here who's done amazing things for me, but I can't teach her PR and marketing events, and so you ladies probably can, so I'm gonna have you come in and meet with her. And so that's kind of what that relationship looked like. They came in and met with me. I love them. They both have 40 years of experience combined at what they do. In my eyes, they are the absolute best in the business. So to be under their tutelage is just been amazing. So they offered me an opportunity to be employee number one. And from that, Leon was so happy and excited. He says, you know what? I'm coming too. So we still do. I actually still do serve the Kimico Group and Mr. Richardson in a number of capacities.
Okay.
And very, very proud to be doing that.
So that is a heck of a story out the gate, but I expect nothing less at all. So we're going to actually transition. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And then my favorite statement being on air is always, you must pay the bill. So how do we do that? Through a little bit of advertising. There are opportunities for MBEs and other people actually to advertise with MMSDC. During our podcast hour, we would love to communicate with you and expose your brand with our brand. Give us a couple of minutes and we'll be back. But if you want to call in and talk to Tiana directly, please feel free to call us at 248-809-6400, as we are live today, of course, and every other Tuesday, 1:30 to 2:30. So we will be back. We'll be talking MMPC and Tiana's point of view on this whole millennial conversation and what that means in the corporate world.
Access to committed corporations, a network of ambitious and like-minded entrepreneurs, and the opportunity to grow your business exponentially. This is the Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council. I'm Michelle Suri Robinson, President and CEO of the Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council. The MMSDC is amongst the largest of the regional affiliate councils in the network, serving more than 1,000 minority business enterprises and 300 corporate members. At our core, the MMSDC does four things. We certify minority-owned businesses and ensure that these businesses are truly minority-owned, operated, and controlled. We develop MBEs to take on new opportunities, and we help to develop corporate supplier diversity programs across the state of Michigan. We connect minority entrepreneurs with corporate buyers, advocates, and executives, as well as with each other, to maximize the opportunities available to our constituent base. And we also advocate on behalf of the interests of minority entrepreneurs on a local, state, and national level. The MMSDC is always developing new ways to push minority business enterprises to the next level.
Katrina's a millennial at heart, though.
Right.
Y'all should see this little hookup she's wearing. You'll know.
Okay, thank you. So, welcome back. We are live today. with the Design Series podcast sponsored by Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council. And we are happy to have you join us today because I am here with my sister in media and marketing and events and all things. She does PR. I do not. Let me just say that out the gate. But she is a part of the media world that I am so blessed to be a part of. And that is Tiana Dudley of the Allen Lewis Agency. So if you missed us at the beginning or if you were watching us online, and you're not anymore because we had a little bit of a technical difficulty with my Pixel phone. Thank you. Shout out to Google because they are MMPC sponsor. We had to get ourselves back acclimated. And that's what life is about, adjusting. So you adjusted from a great springboard platform with Leon Richardson over at Kimico over to the Allen Lewis Agency. So that's where you're at now. So tell us about that, you know, in terms of coming on board. And then let's really talk about the business side of being a millennial and some of the myths and some of the, you know, again, I know you hear all the time because you're in a space where, like me, your average person that you're working with is probably anywhere from 15 to 20 years older. That used to be the case. Now they're only 5 to 10 years older on average now that I'm a little bit more seasoned. However, again, I'm under 40, so I still technically am included in the millennial conversation.
We embrace you, Dream Bean.
Thank you. I'm just I'm on the higher end of that conversation. So, you know, blending in the middle. So, Allen Lewis Agency, where you're at today, tell us what's going on.
So, I will say you said a great thing. As a corporate millennial, there is a generational age gap. And so, what that means is there is a learning curve for both parties.
Oh, okay.
That's absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, people who have both of my bosses, they're wonderful women. And I have learned just a tremendous amount from the both of them. But they've been in the game for 20 years, you know, and I've got like a strong 4 under my belt. So so that 16 year
a strong four.
Okay. Cause I work hard for mine. So that 16 year age gap, And also with technology, the integration of technology as a millennial, it's my best friend. It helps me do things quicker and more efficient. They have a bit of a different way and a much different perspective than I do about how we approach different situations. And so what I'm grateful for is being in a place and at an agency that totally embraces my unique perspective as a millennial. So I will say that part. So there's a generational age gap, which means there's a learning curve for both parties, but you can do it. Millennials, I think we help make businesses more diverse because we offer a different perspective and a unique viewpoint on troubleshooting, problem solving, different ideas, and also using technology to help, you know, make business more efficient. So
now, where is that, again, as you mentioned, the gap? Where is that area of traditional corporate, you know, what Joycelyn and Chandra, what you've learned from them? Where do you see that millennials in your generation or, you know, anyone kind of younger, not even necessarily in age, because you're right.
Right.
Oftentimes I've been in the business for 4 years, for 10 years, you know, definitely working with a staffing agency, I got to really understand 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5, 5 to 7, 7 to 10. You know, those are kind of the how you look at it from a recruiter standpoint. But what are those things that you learn now? Like, you know what? I'm a millennial and I thought that the way we were doing it was cool, or
absolutely,
I thought my perspective, but really the way, you know, Chandra and Joycelyn is teaching me is actually better.
Absolutely. So that is very much true. So one thing that I will say about millennials, it is true. Sometimes we think we know it all, but the reality of the situation is we don't, y'all. We don't. So I come in with my strong 4, like, well, I think maybe we should do it this way. And they hear me and they understand. And maybe they end up letting me do it that way. But they teach me. They show me the ropes. I mean, at the end of the day, their expertise is absolutely invaluable. They have done things like they know all the ways to skin a cat. So that's where that tradition is just absolutely invaluable, because they know how to do it the old school way. They know how to do it the new school way. They are embracing the new school way as well. And so I think ultimately just their experience and having that, you know, so many different opportunities to learn. They show me the pain points. You know, they keep me from bumping my head and stumbling so much. And that makes me a better person. And sometimes they make me do it the long way. The hard way. So,
yeah. I would say that's probably one of the areas, too, that was most valuable for me is that I was able to stumble and bump my head. When it comes to with W3R, and I knew it was times I look back at it, you know, with Eric. I actually went, when I first went out on my own, you know, launching my own company, Canopy Social, and, you know, trying to get my footing. I remember having one day, because oftentimes, especially with marketing and media, a lot of times people don't realize all the work that goes into it.
For sure.
So sometimes I seemed slow, and sometimes I was, you know, and sometimes it deserved to be slow. Other times I was trying to figure out and he was letting me. And I look back and I remember going to him one day and I was like, I'm sorry. And he was like, what are you talking about? I was like, I'm sorry for all the times that I was slow and I just was trying not to be, but
I certainly apologize for my first year being slow.
And he just looked at me and bust out laughing and started cracking up. But I value that moment, because now as I am actually in the process of hiring more people so I can expand and, you know, and I'm growing within my own entrepreneurship journey, I've had those moments where I'm like, you know what? I hear you, but let me, you know, show you and teach you.
Absolutely.
And let me explain to you why. And that was where that patience and that virtue. And I think being in the minority, the diverse community, because here, and this is one thing that that I'm very clear on now. Most businesses, are they owned by a minority, African-American, Asian, you know, woman, whatever that combination of minority is qualified to be now. But there are a lot of people that are not of color that are just as down and ready to ride. And it's the synergy of the entire unit of the people that work there, be it black, white, Asian again. And it's everyone coming together. And I believe that the millennial generation is that generation that truly gets us. Will color and, you know, diversity still be an issue in certain areas? Yes. But it's more now of, is the work that I'm doing great? And
absolutely.
And you just happen to find out that I just happen to be an African-American business, or, you know, a woman-owned business. Those things, I know through your generation, is definitely going to become significant in a different way.
Uh-huh.
What type of conversations amongst your peers? So you, how old are you now?
28.
Oh, that was a good time in life. 28 was a good year for me.
Oh yeah, living my best life, no doubt about it.
Oh yeah, a lot of good things happening at 28. And at the same time, that's when I really started getting some of my greatest and hardest life lessons was at 28 too. But what are the conversations that you all are, what they call them, water cooler, or what's your Snapchat conversations y'all have?
Well,
that you are not, that you have peer to peer versus, you know, these are my, you know, they're giving me guidance and leadership.
So I think where the conversation, where I'm most beneficial in a conversation with my millennial peers, is about working for a startup agency. So me being
great one.
Number one, like numero uno at the agency I work for, you know, I've learned so much as well as they've learned so much.
Okay.
They being, you know, the co-founders of the agency. I've been able to watch from start until all the way through what the process looks like, from securing the office space to, you know, getting new clients and onboarding, you know, different contractors, and then going forward and activating and executing whatever it is that, you know, that they're paying us to do. So I think that conversation is most beneficial. Is like, right now, the best thing and the hottest thing on earth is for millennials to have the power through technology and through the internet to start their own, to run their own businesses, to start their own store, to get in media and do their own thing. And so I just try to offer my advice and my opinion about what they're doing, how to do it the legit way, because that's one of the things that I've learned. I'm working for Joycelyn and Chandra at TALA, so that's our acronym for the Allen Lewis agency. So I have to keep saying
that.
It's
TALA.
So try TALA on social media. You guys can follow those channels. Absolutely. There's a lot of hot stuff going on, so follow the channel. It's great. It's inspiring. But they've shown me how to do things the legitimate way, the corporate way. And so then, you know, I try to tell my millennial friends and my millennial peers how to make their business a little more corporate and not so just, you know, independent and out there, and we can just do whatever we want.
So do you find that that's where your generation is still, I don't want to say bucking the system, but almost like, nah, I don't have to go about it that way. Because that's the one area that I disagree. Me working in corporate America and also working for the MBEs and the minority organizations that I worked on so many levels, when I tell you those were the greatest gifts, you know, that I could have ever had. Like, I get getting out here doing it on your own. So really, what's the perspective of going out on your own? Like you said, I'll figure it out. I can do it versus coming in, even if you're employee number one or employee 100. Mm-hmm. What are the balance of conversations is why millennials will go one track versus the other?
I think it's ultimately exposure and experience. So the MMPC, that's the Michigan Minority Procurement Conference.
Yes.
That's
May
8th
through the 10th.
Absolutely. In Detroit. It is open to the public, right?
Yep. It's open to the public. So the trade show is open to the public. You must be an MBE in order to attend some of the other events. However, as you know, and Tiana's actually so excited, we have her on a panel. We actually are doing a special event for young entrepreneurs. We have one tomorrow, March 28th, as I'm saying that out loud, because this is the week it's flying by. March 28th with Tech Town is actually sold out now, but we do have a waiting list, and we want you to be a part of the conversation. And another event coming up on April, we're looking the week of April 16th, which I believe is that Wednesday. Double check, but two events leading up specifically for young entrepreneurs, actually opening up the chasm a little bit wider in terms of the participation of 25 to 45. Because of some of those entrepreneurs that took a traditional corporate path and maybe a little bit older, but still identify more in skill set and thought pattern.
Absolutely.
Such as myself as a millennial. So we're definitely being sensitive to the wider scope and a business in the bigger picture. So
I brought up the MMPC because that for me was absolutely eye-opening as a corporate millennial and as a soon-to-be, I'm claiming that, speaking life over that, minority business owner.
And you are already.
Absolutely.
It already exists.
Okay. So that experience for me helped me to see the way that business is done between seasoned business owners. So I think millennials kind of, no, this isn't a diss, millennial peers, but I think we sometimes, you know, take the power of technology and social media, and we confuse social branding with actually building a business based off a strong plan. You know, a sustainable.
That just turned into a snippet. I like to let you know that just became an outtake and advertising promo. Very good.
Well, thank you.
But that's so real, Tiana. That is. I think you just encapsulated it, really, the difference. That truly is the difference.
So that's what the conference truly did for me. It helped me to see how to build relationships that turn into, you know, sales at the end of the day, and how that you can continue to grow your network to add other suppliers that you might need. I mean, that is something that the building a supplier network at these conferences is different than, it's kind of how millennials say we're networking on social media or going to like a happy hour networking event where we connect with our other peers who are doing businesses. So we got the right idea, but that's where we need more seasoned entrepreneurs, business owners in this space who have done what we've done 20 years strong, 30 years strong, and can say, sister, young brother, like, this is how you build a sustainable business. Sustainable meaning a business that'll last over time, that'll grow, and that you can kind of scale your business up and down to, you know, get to a place of real profit and really see some results there.
You know what? It when you said that, I actually had my first flash 7 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago, of my first MMPC. And I remember walking into Cobo Hall and thinking, oh my God.
That's what you think.
Oh my God. I did not know.
Who knew this was here on earth? It was like being in Wakanda for business. For real.
MMPC is the Wakanda of business, and you heard it here first, and especially in Detroit, because I've been to other trade shows, and that's, again, no knock against the other territories. However, when you have the largest automotive suppliers of the world and other industries all sitting here, of course, the magnitude of what our trade show is overwhelming. As a matter of fact, it actually distorted my view of conferences other places, because all I knew was Detroit at the beginning. And I went to some other places and I was like, is this the opening? And that is so inappropriate. But being, you know, I was 32 then, 31, 32, something like that. So only a few years older than you at the time. But being in that space and being having that exposure, and the other great exposure of it was, number one, the caliber, of course, the people there, but also you grow up idolizing athletes. You grow right. up, you know, right. seeing. So I remember when I saw Vinnie Johnson and Herman Moore, and it was a few other people that I saw walking through the trade show, and I was like, what are they doing here? And you start realizing life after sports and life after all of these other
equals entrepreneurship.
Equals entrepreneurship. So now they're leveraging their relationships and different things like that. And every time I see Vinnie Johnson now, or in, you know, interacting with him being business wise, I'm in awe, because I can see him shooting that ball in them little shorts and his high socks. Like, I'm still having childhood memories. He is still, he will be ingrained in my brain as the Bad Boys. You know, part of that. And to be able to have someone that you idolize in such a different space, it made it real to me to say, okay, after it's all said and done, even in this space of what we glorified and you had the greatest life ever, he is here still hitting the same pavement, knocking down the same doors, and trying to establish the same business relationships that I am a part of. So understanding that you sit in that place of power, mm-hmm. It really made me take a step back and take it seriously. I think that's the other thing, being, and I'm very blessed because I am the generation, even though I am able to speak to millennial, and the reason is I'm the generation that separates millennial versus traditional.
Yeah, you're the middle ground.
I am truly the middle
ground. You're bridging the gap in that way.
I am. My generation from 37 to about 44, that really is, even though they can include us, we bridge that gap. And more importantly, you know, bridging that gap, I often still find times that my little nuance of me either are so far along in corporate America that they refuse to come back and participate, mm-hmm. or it's the reverse. They think that, you know, I'm still trying to figure it out. And now, this is no slight to anyone, but oftentimes I always say, we're not having a vision board party at MMPC. And I'm glad about vision. Don't get me wrong. I want you to have all the visions in the world, because I have them all the time. And it keeps me inspired and it keeps me going. But after you're done with the vision board, guess what comes with it? Tactical and execution.
Absolutely.
And what are you really doing? And you don't know what you're going to do in some of those experiences until it happens to you.
Exactly.
Because I have messed some stuff up and I was like, oh my God. Like, I really did a mistake. I really messed this up. But I was in a position where Eric was letting me learn. Like, I knew you was going to mess it up, so I let you. I let you, because if you had not done that, you would have never known what to do when it comes again. So it was those times when I was like, I'm so glad that they care enough to allow me to Absolutely. Learn. And the other big part is working with MBEs and corporates. It's important that misstep oftentimes can result in we got to let you go because we couldn't afford that financial hit, okay. versus working with someone who has accounted for losses and marketing department is written off as such, and we knew it was accounted for this in this relation. So having it budgeted and understanding, okay, we got an error of $10,000 in this area and you didn't know you were up underneath that umbrella. That's why I knew you could make that mistake and different things like that. So I'm sorry, you having y'all inspired.
I hear
having
that
my moments, hearing my moments. So,
yeah.
Well, tell us about what you're looking for in terms of MMPC 2018. So, you're two corporate MBEs, and what are you doing personally? Let's talk about you on the panel this year, MMPC, and also what the Allen Lewis Agency is planning on doing. What do you guys have going on?
Well, we're mainly supporting our clients. We work with a lot of multicultural agencies and a lot of multicultural suppliers, and so those are our main reasons for showing up at the conference is to support them in the ways that they need to as well. So we share that information with all of our clients, and you know, a lot of our clients are certified minority business enterprises through the MMSDC, and so they will all be on the show floor, and I will be on the show floor going live supporting them. What I'm excited though about, I have to say this right now, is shout out to Michelle Soy Robinson. She is the president of the MMSDC, and I actually had an opportunity at last year's conference to tell her and say, you know, because no offense, I was walking around and there were, you know, 50-year-old people and 60-year-old people and, you know, so then there was a Katrina and I'm like, oh yeah, hey Tree B. But, and then there was me and they were kind of looking at me like, what is she doing here? But she's always here because this is like probably my fourth year supporting the event. But I seen her and I said, Miss Michelle, if you don't mind, if you have a minute, I'd like to have a conversation with you because, you know, I just feel a little out of place. I don't see enough of me in the room here, but I know lots of young business owners who could totally benefit from just this exposure. If you could just let us in the room, we promise to behave, you know, and so we might come in here wearing a Coming to America t-shirt, but we're going to put a blazer over it. You see what I'm saying?
I need that. Okay. My top three movies of all time.
My best friend got me this. She's a minority business owner as well, but, you know, so it's like, it's things like that that said, we really want to be in the room. We want the opportunities to connect with seasoned business owners who've already, you know, traversed this path for us. This is, for a lot of, you know, young business owners, business alone is uncharted territory for them. They don't know how to navigate the waters of business in a real professional capacity,
and that's the
or how to
that's
make money.
Crazy. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say it's crazy because, and I think that's the gap. And what MMPC is going to be able to help support in terms of mentorship and look at current opportunities, current business growth opportunities, because I didn't have a choice but to come up in a traditional setting, even though I stumbled into internet. But as I tell people, I was a salesperson by trade. I just so happened to sell the internet.
Right.
That was it. That was that's the difference between me and me working at as a matter of fact, when I was a pharmaceutical rep. My career didn't start in pharmaceutical. It started in internet. So I had a very unique exposure.
Right.
But I still operated in a very traditional landscape. And that I definitely see as being that chasm of what MMPC and other small business minority partners, such as the National Business League, the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely.
MMPC encompasses and partners with all organizations that support the development of minority and diverse businesses. That's the bigger conversation. Of course, the organization itself has its own objectives, and the certification is huge, allowing you to do business across the nation in very specific ways that are mandated by the government and other government spending programs. But that traditional sense, you cannot replace. Even
absolutely
if it's just
not
being a mentorship or a shadowing situation.
For sure.
You know, that I keep seeing, like, you think you want to jump off the cliff and you're not understanding some of those hard lessons, like you said, you don't have to learn on your own.
Because somebody will go before you. Somebody's already gone before you to show you. And so that's, I would encourage millennials right now who are interested in business to build a mastermind group of seasoned professionals who have done what you're looking to do and who've done it successfully, because they have no problem showing you or telling you or helping you get to where they are and even beyond them. Like, we are the future of business. And so this conference, like, I'm sitting here right now and I'm like getting goosebumps right now because I thought about the conversation I had with Miss Michelle Soy Robinson, and she says, you know what, I want you to repeat what you said to the president of the, I don't know, the Texas Minority Supplier Development Council. I might believe that's her, but and so I did, and she said, you know what, we've been hearing that a lot, and rest assured, we are carving out a place for you guys. So the fact that I'm here talking about being the corporate millennial and what it's like to, you know, work in this environment and to be exposed to these kind of seasoned business owners is absolutely, like, low-key a God dream. You know, I spoke this and he heard and she heard and she responded. And so I'm grateful. I hope to see so many millennials. Google it. You know, we know how to Google, y'all. Google this. That's all we do is Google everything. Google this, the MMPC conference in Detroit. It's in May. Sign up, register, do whatever is required. If you want to own a business, and this is a place to be. I mean, it'll turn you out about what you need to do. And there's so many, you'll be surprised to see how many hands out, how many people says, here, take my hands, or here's my business card. Follow up with them, literally call them, send them an email, ask them, can you go to coffee? And I'm gonna tell you another thing. When you call them and say, oh, they want to go to coffee or go to lunch, go on and go, sis. Take all your stuff, because 9 times out of 10, it's going to be on them. That's all I know. Go on and get that lunch, girl. Get that car. Get that Starbucks. So,
and you
really
know what? And that is
true,
so
story,
true,
man.
Because
true story.
I appreciate all my sponsor taking
when
care
of. When I say
of,
I became I straight some fancy from that,
yes.
Catch me at Joe Muir Solo now, okay?
Seriously.
Oh my goodness, that is so hilarious.
It
perks
is
of being a corporate millennial.
Well, we're going to actually take one more short break and actually play a song. We love for you to, you know, tune in with us. 248-809-6400. The Design Series podcast brought to you by the Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council. We help you certify, develop, connect, and advocate your business. And we want you to connect with us. We're talking with Tiana Dudley today, and we'll be back to close out with her to understand what the future of TALA. look, I'm getting myself tongue-tied. I'm so excited. But the future of TALA, what she's looking forward to, and just maybe a couple of fun facts about this wonderful corporate millennial that we have with us today. So we will be back shortly.
Access to Committed Corporations, a network of ambitious and like-minded entrepreneurs, and the opportunity to grow your business exponentially. This is the Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council. I'm Michelle Suri Robinson, President and CEO of the Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council. The MMSDC is amongst the largest of the regional affiliate councils in the network, serving more than 1,000 minority business enterprises and 300 corporate members. Access to Committed Corporations, a network of ambitious and like-minded entrepreneurs, and the opportunity to grow your business exponentially. This is the Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council. I'm Michelle Suri Robinson, President and CEO of the Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council. The MMSDC is amongst the largest of the regional affiliate councils in the network, serving more than 1,000 minority business enterprises and 300 corporate members.
We are back. Thank you so much for joining us today at the MMSDC Design Series podcast. Can I tell you, I am beyond excited because we had Tiana Dudley today. She's still here, and I'm saying it in past tense, but I'm saying that because sometimes you need energy to keep you going.
That's
and
right.
Today my energy was throttling at a, you know, 6. You know, I'm usually like on 75.
Oh, you about to thrive then today.
Yeah, today Tiana came in here and totally lit me up.
Aww.
It's been a beautiful day. We have the opportunity to have some high school student shadowers today from Southeastern High School. So we want to say thank you to Southeastern High School for having the students in and being able to see the business of music, the business of the entertainment industry, and so many other blends of minorities in business, you know, really making things happen and seeing the hard work that goes into it besides, you know, just what you see on the front of social media when people are crafting what we want you to see. And
yeah.
Tiana came in here and delivered such a great message in terms of the corporate millennial. And it's the conversation that was intentional. I'm very proud to be a part of bringing, you know, the Young Entrepreneur Series together with MMSDC. And the crazy part is being able to be kind of integral into this is because I have been part of that, the bridge. So some of the people that I'm like, no, call them because they're young. And, you know, this is who's popping kind of in that world now. And then the flip side is like, but no, let me tell you who actually pays bills, know how to show up on time. And
okay,
this is a caterer. Being able to have that experience has been great for me because I actually see a lot of the things that I've been doing over the years. I've started to have people when they're like, Katrina. And I'm like, really? I'm like, oh, you know, so being able to transition. And the same thing for you, because now, you know, you're walking, even though 4 years in, if you never told me that, I would think, again, either we're the same age or you've been going for 10 years. You know, and it's what you exhibit is also the energy that you bring. So thank you for bringing.
Thank you for having me.
The energy of the design series to the table was in reference to the Corporate Millennial MMPC, which is May 8th through the 10th. The trade show is open to the public. If you are not a member, that is okay. Yes, are there opportunities for members only? Of course. What organization does not have that? However, the biggest opportunity is to network and get a chance to experience the greatness of the networking and the business that is done and the contacts that are generated at MMPC. Go on to mmpc.minoritysupplier.org to learn more about the organization, of course, and the event within itself, the keynote speakers, and how you can participate as a young entrepreneur. Tomorrow, we will actually be at Tech Town from 6 to 8 p.m. This is for entrepreneurs 25 to 45 who are interested in becoming a member and want to participate. We actually have some special opportunities for those who participate during these events. We have one, of course, tomorrow, and then we'll have a second the third week of April, and that announcement will be coming out. And also check our social media, of course, to be part of that invitation and just really join the conversation. I'm very happy to say that we have a waiting list right now for that event. It's sold out pretty much, or it was free. Of course, it's free, but registrations really hit and immediately people signed up. So I'm super excited to see everyone in attendance tomorrow. So Tiana, take us out. What do you want the corporate, look, the corporate millennial, which is who I will be referencing that to you on a regular basis. Tell us where we can find you. How do we try Tala? And absolutely, all those good things to stay connected to you and, you know, experience the Allen Lewis Agency going forward in your projects.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for having me. Shout out to the Motor City Woman for allowing me to be in this space. Woo! I'm inspired by her.
Robin
Kenny.
She's
got her own radio station. It's amazing. Yeah, go ahead. There the applause are.
Right.
But yeah, again, I'm Tiana Dudley. I am also known as Sweet Tea VSOP, and I am the Corporate Millennial. VSOP stands for Virtuously Serving Our People. I am a PR, marketing, events, and communications professional. And you can find me on everything. I'm on LinkedIn as Tiana Dudley. I'm on Facebook as Tiana Dudley. And I am Sweet Tea VSOP on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. I do screen my Snapchat followers. My Snapchat community, shout out to everybody on Snapchat who's listening right now, is exclusively millennial, and I will not apologize for that.
And do not. So let me absolutely ask you one question before we drop off here. We got a couple more minutes.
Okay. But
what is the one platform as a millennial that you are like, listen, if you are there, that
Snapchat.
Is not, okay.
That's
if you,
it.
If you're not on Snap as a millennial.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing.
So if I came on, no, I'm not going to use me. Because in my mind, I'm still there, you know.
You're still there. Yeah,
yeah, I'm still there. So actually, I do. I do follow you on Snap. You approve me.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to need to go back through.
Look, I'm not reckless. I'm not reckless.
I'm not either. But I like to keep it exclusive because I need to have a place where I can let my hair down and be authentic from my peers.
Period.
You know what I'm saying?
I got it.
My Facebook and my LinkedIn, there's lots of professional celebrity folk that follow me now. And I try to tailor my conversations to something that they would be conducive to, you know, engaging with me on or.
But that's important to you in terms of millennial, having that social space where you can be 100% unapologetically you, no matter what that looks like.
Right.
That is important to you.
And, it, you know, I use it as an empowerment platform. I try to use that. I mean, I am. So VSOP brand is coming out in some form or capacity. I won't talk about it so much right now, but it's a cultural empowerment brand. Like, I want to see us thrive in a new way. It's time we're in a new wave. You know what I'm saying? I want to introduce the wave and help people catch it and ride it and win at it. So that's it.
Well, I think we have heard the corporate millennial tell us what it is. And this point, you are the first person. I can say this clearly.
Oh, wow.
You are the first person who has given me a reason to use Snapchat. First.
Can you call Snapchat and tell them?
First. Snapchat. I'm letting you
Snapchat,
know.
I'm growing the whole, I'm growing the community if yes. somebody wants to tell Snapchat.
And and that actually, I still struggle with that too. My world is so corporate
for
and
sure.
so professional.
Absolutely.
Sometimes I want a place where I can just be unapologetically me. And I go back and forth.
And that doesn't
not,
mean crazy
oh,
or
no,
like
no.
wow. That just means authentically you.
Whatever that is. And
yeah.
sometimes you do. You when you work, especially in media, yeah. especially for us who work in media, you have
for
to
sure.
think twice all the time, which I tell people you should anyway.
Yeah.
But it's even I believe we're more sensitive to it because our space is the space of marketing, media, and all those things that expose you. And I go through my moments where I'm like, I just want to be regular Trina.
Right.
And regular Trina yeah. does not always fit the square box that I have to be in.
And say
and
that.
And
yeah.
so Snapchat was the one place where I was like, well, I really can't make too much money off of that.
Yeah, it's different. It's more, it's a real social network.
It
but
is.
To that point, I do want to leave this nugget to all of my millennial friends who are listening or may listen later on, is that clean up your social media or create a space for you to have, just, you know, let your head down,
say
be authentic.
Oh,
clean up your social media. Clean up your social media. Clean up your social media. And guess what?
That's our boomerang.
Stop placing. Don't put no more rap on my social media, y'all. Don't.
That's
no
why I
more
have to approve my messages.
Yeah, I just got to that place. But seriously, clean up your social media because people going, if they meet you out in public, they're going to go back and look you up, and you don't want to miss an opportunity because you like trap rap. I am guilty. I like trap rap too, but I only play
too.
It on social media, on Snapchat.
I love
you
trap
know what I mean?
Karaoke. Can't wait to go.
Can't
but
either.
But that does not mean that that's where it needs to be exposed.
Absolutely.
So there are filters. Filters are still required, people.
Absolutely.
Just because it's available does not mean you need to use it in that way. So, well, we are going to close out. Thank you so much, Tiana. We
Thank
can't
you
wait
for
to
having
have
me.
You
Thank
back.
You, for
you will
me.
Definitely be back. I'm pretty sure she'll be host some of these episodes. We'll see. We'll stay tuned with that too. So again, I'm Katrina Turnbow, your host for the Design Series podcast with the Michigan Minority Supplier Development Council. We certify, develop, connect, and advocate for small businesses, and we will see you next Tuesday, 1:30 to 2:30.